From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, after Wayne leaves us, I'll get into this breaking news at InfoWars.com. Insider blows the whistle on military takeover plan. It's really a DHS takeover plan at a military base. Why would the U.S. government need a mock U.S. town at Fort... how do you pronounce that? Chaffee? Arkansas. So we're going to be getting into that report that's up on InfoWars.com and all the photos of it. Going back to Wayne Madsen. Wayne, I want to get specifically into some of the other scandals and also in the next segment open the phones up so people can ask you questions. But I really want to get, because I know you have a lot of government sources and others, how far is this going to go? Because, I mean, even the Washington Post, I saw a story yesterday, said, Obama succeeded where Nixon failed. And it was like, he knows how to persecute the press. It's kind of cool when he does. And he knows how to persecute people that whistleblow corruption. And then you've got John McCain saying attack Russia and all this bizarreness over Snowden. I mean, it's I know they're tyrants and they've taken us over, but it's also kind of comical that it's so dysfunctional and obviously illegal, everything they're doing.
Yeah, it's to the point now. You know, they've got everybody now. Our sources, investigative journalist sources, have dried up for the most part. They're scared. They've been frozen. We know with the wiretapping of the Associated Press and Fox News and other journals, New York Times, myself, we can't get people to talk. But look, that doesn't mean there's still not people in the government that know this garbage is being invented, you know, out of whole cloth. For example, the list of embassy closures, this is what the government's not telling you. First of all, the list was odd. That, you know, there's a lot of Arab and Muslim embassies and consulates in Arab and Muslim countries that were shut down for today.
Plus they're shut down on the weekend usually anyways.
And now they say they're going to be shut down. Many are going to be shut down for the following week. But we have to remember, on the 7th of August to the 8th, it's the celebration of Eid al-Fitr. It's the end of Ramadan. Everybody, you know, the fasting is over. It's, you know, food and partying and that type of thing. So obviously you're going to have closures anyway this week. This thing is made out of all cloth. I looked at the list, though. It was very funny that not among the embassies closed was Islamabad, where Kerry had to walk back something. He said, well, you know, we're going to stop using drones on Pakistan. And he had to walk that back. That was obviously a political decision not to close the embassy in Islamabad because tensions are very high now between the U.S. and Pakistan. Also not closed were the embassy in Beirut. Now we're told that there's a significant problem with Hezbollah in Lebanon. Well, they didn't close that embassy, so obviously there is no problem with Hezbollah in Lebanon. There never has been. And the embassies in Tunis, where there's been violence, and in Rabat, Morocco, where there was violence over the Moroccan king freeing a Spanish spy who was a convicted pedophile, raped 11 Moroccan boys, that one wasn't closed. And now this following week, we have embassies in Mauritius, Madagascar, Burundi, and Rwanda, countries that don't have large Muslim populations closing. But the one in Mauritania is being opened, and the one in Kurdistan up in northern Iraq, the consulate there is being. This thing was put together by a bunch of morons in the State Department, political types. If they asked any of the seasoned Foreign Service officers there, they would have said, well, look, if you're going to close the embassies, you better close all of them and don't do this kind of cherry picking because your list is going to smell really bad. And
bad. You're absolutely right. When we come back, I want you to recap this. I want to put a map up for TV viewers that are watching at Infowars.com/show or on PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to put that up for people so they can understand they're not shutting them down in, you know, Baghdad and Saudi Arabia and Lebanon. They're shutting them down in Rwanda, way down on the west coast of Africa that has a tiny Muslim population and no history of terror attacks. I want to explain this to them. I mean, the disdain they have for the public is just unbelievable. And what a way to change the subject from our government funding Al-Qaeda to, we're closing the embassies, they'll get us. It's all just a simulation targeting a public they know doesn't pay attention, and your phone calls will come up too.
Every 3 seconds.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the former head of the NSA is on Fox News right now, calling for us all to give up our rights. We have to have everything we do tracked and recorded and get rid of the Fourth Amendment and the Tenth Amendment, for that matter, have the feds in our lives because of Al-Qaeda, who they founded and who they've armed on record. And we've also got these embassies shut down in places like Rwanda, where there's never been any terrorist attacks against any Western operations, almost no Muslims. And they don't have it shut down in other places. And, of course, you've got Rwanda right in the middle of Africa. So just absolutely, absolutely ridiculous that things like this are going on. And Wayne Madsen, former of the National Security Agency, syndicated columnist, WayneMadsenReport.com. Recap what you were saying. They're not shutting down embassies in Lebanon, north of Israel. They're not shutting them down in places like Pakistan. They're just shutting them down where it doesn't even matter. To then say, see, we need to spy on you without warrants. And Congress, how dare you say, you know, that we shouldn't outdo the East German Stasi. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Right. You know, the list of embassies that was closed down makes no sense at all. For example, there was an attempt by a gunman some time ago last year to enter the U.S. embassy in Ankara in Turkey. He was shot before he could get in there. But that embassy wasn't closed. Why? Because Turkey's a member of NATO. Turkey's helping us in Syria. This list is unusual. It also, in the embassy in the Soviet, the former Soviet Central Asian stands that are primarily Muslim, they weren't shut down. The one in Azerbaijan wasn't shut down because the U.S. has a lot of oil connections there. And now this coming week, the one in Kurdistan is reopened, the U.S. consulate there, and a few others, and now new ones are being closed. The thing makes no sense at all because the thing was, I think it was just done at a moment's notice to help NSA convince everybody that they need to continue doing this surveillance. So some political weenie at the State Department pulled this list literally out of their butt without any sort of forethought. And anyone who knows anything about U.S. foreign policy and the closure of embassies knows that Eid al-Fitr is coming up this week. So, you know, these embassies were going to be closed anyway. And this whole thing was just an effort in a ridiculous propaganda ploy.
Folks, I want to give you the number so you have a chance to talk directly to Wayne Madsen. The phones are open for Wayne Madsen. Your questions for a syndicated columnist, researcher, someone who's advised Congress, the EU, on national security issues concerning the NSA-type grids. Your chance to ask him about Benghazi Gate, any of it, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Questions only for Wayne Madsen, 877-789-2539. But we have now an open debate about the persecution of the press, persecution of whistleblowers. They've been caught with the stand-down order on Benghazi. They've been caught with Fast and Furious. They've just been caught. You know, as you said a month ago when you were down here visiting in Austin, Texas, Obama has out-Nixon to the power of 10. How do you think Obama's going to end? Because I know he's a front man, but They've gotten so much done under him. Where do you see all this going? If Liberty versus Tyranny was a football game, what's the score?
Well, look, it's his birthday today. He's 54 years old. Is it 54 or 52? He's 52 years old today. He's going to be leaving office in 2017, January. He's going to still be a young guy. He's now talking, he's now going to be taking contributions for his presidential library, which it looks like it's going to be in Chicago.
Oh, boy.
And now he's going to be on everyone's take. He's going to be just like Bill Clinton and the rest of them getting donations. So this guy is going to be obviously doing much more with the Saudis and the Qataris because he knows that they're going to give him a lot of money.
He's turning the whole Middle East over to them and their Al-Qaeda people.
This is part of it. Absolutely. He's looking at his legacy and his library and all that stuff.
So the real whore phase of pardons and everything's about to begin.
Yeah. He's going to be cutting all kinds of side deals. And obviously countries that are not going along with his program, like Russia and China, are going to, face a lot more pushback by the U.S. Look, he's got Susan Rice as his national security advisor. She's more interested in going after Venezuela and Cuba and Iran and Russia and China. She's very silent on Bahrain, which is did a very bloody crackdown on its own population. Where is she on Saudi Arabia, one of the most misogynist countries on the planet? Where is she on these other U.S. supported dictatorships? This is what we're going to see because Bahrain's going to probably kick in a nice hefty sum for the Obama presidential library, and so will a lot of these other not only countries but companies. And we look, I say that the people in charge of the Trans Canada pipeline, the XL pipeline, they're probably already writing the check for the Obama library, so he approves that pipeline.
Absolutely. Shut down the American pipelines and only allow their pipelines to open up. I mean, this is how real business is done. You don't build things. You just get paid off and shut down people's competition. Speaking of Bahrain, Amber Lyon, who won several Emmys for her television news reporting, she found out they were killing her stories when she was there at Bahrain, lining men, women, and children up and shooting them, and were paying $500,000 per episode to kill. So not only were they killing her show, they were paying $500,000 to CNN to kill reporting on it. So when we say pro-U.S. regimes, we mean pro-globalist regimes they've seized. And I want to be clear. I've studied history as you have. I don't romanticize Russia. My family's been in America since the Mayflower, before it was even colonies. I know Russia's got its own problems, but at the same time, they're decrying spying. They're trying to go more free market. They have lower taxes than us in Russia. Russia, and then Putin defies them, and then John McCain, for those that don't know, on Friday said basically we should have war with Russia, and we're seeing other bizarre, insane statements with the whole Snowden thing, giving him temporary visa there. What do you make of that?
Look. How do we criticize Russia? We have George Soros, who's one of Obama's big funders,
admitted Nazi collaborator.
Yeah, right. And he's paying money to this Pussy Riot to disrupt religious services in Moscow and then chop down crosses in Kiev and Ukraine and all kinds of other things. I don't see some of these. Where's Ms. Lindsay?
Right. They're going and violating other people's speech so they can claim Putin and Russia is violating free speech.
Exactly.
When they're the ones setting up free speech zones here. And it turns out that punk rock band is openly funded by the State Department.
Absolutely. And who's in Cairo today as Obama's personal representatives? But Ms. Lindsay and John McCain and Sane McCain. They're his personal representatives over there. I mean, when are these two guys going to go to IKEA and start picking out furniture together? It's incredible. You send these two lunatics. Both these guys have been very critical of Obama. So, but look, Obama's not his own. He's being told what to do. It's like when he ran in 2008, somebody that I know with the CIA said, you don't know what you're supporting here. You have no idea who this guy is. And I thought about that, and and started looking into him. Of course, he'd already been elected president. I realized this guy had a CIA pedigree, and I wrote a book about it. And by the way, I have a new book out about NSA surveillance called NSA Surveillance Reflections and Revelations 2001 to 2015.
And by the way, I want to carry all your books. Why in the world are they not in the InfoWars store? We need to get that deal going. Wayne, I know some of your e-books.
Yeah, some of them are, and also, they can be Lulu and Amazon Create. They're carrying both of them. They came out last week. But basically, it's to show that I was reporting on some of these Snowden revelations.
Listen,
years
I'm going to carry the hard copy starting next week. We're going to get you back on about that to go over the whole history of the spying. WayneMadsenReport.com. You can find all of his new books that just came out. You're not too good at promoting your books, buddy. You need to tell me about this. I want to get you on about that. Wayne, stay there. We're going to come back and take some phone calls on the other side of this break. And you know the number. It's different on Sunday than it is on the weekday show. It's 877-789-ALEX. It goes right into me here. I control these calls. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, sea cucumber, super fam and super male plex,
plus glucosamine chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right. In the next two segments, I'm going to go to your phone calls for Wayne Madsen, formerly with the National Security Agency, syndicated columnist, great author and researcher on a host of subjects. Just always has amazing info that just continues to turn out to be accurate over the decade plus I've been interviewing him. And then I'm going to get into the attack on free speech. Did you know in Seattle they've banned the word paper bag and the word citizen, saying it's hurtful. Brown bag is racist, and the word citizen is racist. I actually have a newscast. I'm not joking. And I have articles where Gadsden flags are being taken down. The police are being dispatched. That's racist now. Don't tread on me. They'll say your guns are racist. In fact, they are now saying they're racist. And then take those. This is authoritarianism and a dumbed-down public. Yeah, there's Fox News. Seattle to ban potentially offensive words like brown bag and citizen. I mean, I say this stuff now, and you know, it was like in Wisconsin, an animal shelter had a baby deer because the mama got run over, and they sent a 8 armored vehicle SWAT team to the well-known facility and came and killed the deer in front of them because you're not allowed to have a baby deer. I mean, it's like every control freak nutball gets into government or corporations, big ones, and we just bow down. That's the opposite of what America is. We're all, ladies and gentlemen, independent sovereign citizens that have rights. We're being told, oh, we're running over your rights for reasons. No, that's not what's happening. So we'll get into some of that. That's all up on Infowars.com. Articles like confirmed Benghazi was covered up of transfer of arms to Al-Qaeda. Isn't it rich? Lindsey Graham says Al-Qaeda is on steroids now. Well, yeah, after you and Obama gave him heat-seeking missiles, you've been saying give him more heavy arms, you little turd. But you know the general public can't find their butt with both hands. I mean, you people are just unbelievable. You're sick. It's like a bank robber calling the police on the teller. Veteran Sioux City over takedown of Gadsden flag. That's on Infowars.com. Insider blows the whistle on military takeover plan as they're training to occupy U.S. towns and cities. Amazing. Again, it's not an attack on our military. It's an attack on who's commanding them. That's just some of it. Wayne, we're going to go to the calls right now. Any other tidbits you'd like to add before I go to these calls?
Well, I mean, you know, I always say, you know, you hear these stories about what they did to the poor, you know, fawn up in Wisconsin. And then there was a 95-year-old man who was tasered and shot by the police because he refused medical treatment in some facility. So they just killed him. I mean, a 95-year-old guy. You know,
oh, no, there's a new video of a homeless guy calls a cop reportedly a bitch. She pulls the gun out and shoots him in the stomach, and they're saying they mail. I'm seeing 10 articles a day where cops shoot innocent people unarmed now.
I mean, you know, it's like every dystopian future sci-fi movie, all actually, you look at them now and you think, my God, what is that? Is that a movie? Is that a documentary?
Or that a vacation spot?
Yeah, right.
I see dystopic stuff made 50 years ago, and I'm like, that was like a good place to go live.
Exactly. I mean, it's you know, and I said this even back, you know, when we had Bush Cheney in there. You know, I said America seems to be suffering from moral indignation fatigue. It's like, oh, you know, people say, I don't want to hear anymore. I don't want to hear anymore. But, you know, they've got to hear more. They've got to, you know, they've got to understand that if they don't stand up and refuse to be just swallowed up by this machine, that, you know, it's going to come get them eventually. They're going to succumb to it. You know, they're going to be, they're going to wake up. You know, it's like many of our founders said, you know, it's not like South America where the tanks go in the street overnight you got a military regime. The day before you might have a democratically elected president. In this country, it's like a slow burn, you know. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a gradual thing, and then when you realize it, it's too
absolutely late. But those are hard to beat because they're so incremental. David in British Columbia up in Canada, you're on the air with Wayne Madsen. Go ahead.
Madsen?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes. On your issues, questions for Mr. Madsen, I was you've raised numerous issues there. I'm wondering on the Benghazi situation, do we see it as an October surprise, much like Jimmy Carter, where the intelligence agencies were trying to subvert Obama and put Mitt Romney in power? Secondly, do we see Putin's resistance to the U.S. as a counterbalancing force, which might help stabilize the world? And
yeah.
Thirdly, do we see these recent, I'm looking at antiwar.com, and I'm thinking Interpol issues global alert after prison breaks in Iraq, Libya, and Pakistan. And we have Syrian rebels capture anti-tank missiles from government forces. And I'm wondering if these prison breaks of al-Qaeda personnel are meant to reinforce the Syrian
I was about
attack.
To say, I'm on him to answer that, but on the last one, they've been caught doing fake prison breaks where they get people, train them, basically get them to get in line, find out who will work with them, and then they release them to go carry out operations and call it a prison break. Wayne?
Well, that's true. I'll answer the last one first, then, since we're on that subject. You know, exactly, because there was a huge prison break in Yemen some years ago, and people who were accused of being involved in the bombing of the USS Cole were released. You know, and all the guards are looking the other way. Obviously, yeah, I mean, the U.S. had some must have had some say-so there. And, of course, you know, and then these guys that get released from Guantanamo, many times they go back working with the insurgent groups. And if they were tortured, they may not have been insurgents to begin with, but they certainly are insurgents after they were tortured. So,
exactly. It's factories of producing these people.
Exactly. So on the Benghazi thing with Mitt Romney, look, Mitt Romney was caught with an open mic saying, what we need here is our Jimmy Carter strategy. Now, what does that mean? What happened with Jimmy Carter? George Bush and Bill Casey arranged to meet with the Ayatollah Khomeini's representatives in Paris.
By the way, this came out in the Iran-Contra.
Yeah,
this is not
absolutely.
This is not your opinion.
It was arms for no hostages. Keep the hostages at the embassy in Tehran. And you'll get weapons from us. They sent the weapons over there. I wrote extensively about this. They were sent over on a ship called the SS Poet out of Philadelphia.
Two missiles.
Yeah, everything. Parts for Iranian F-14s that were embargoed, and they were all delivered to the port of Bandar Abbas. And then after that, the SS Poet with a 34 U.S. crew disappears. The government said it disappeared in the Atlantic on its way to deliver corn to Port Said, Egypt. It was never even sighted going through the Straits of Gibraltar.
So that's just like killing the Navy SEALs that were on the fake bin Laden raid.
Absolutely.
They killed the guys that delivered that. Everybody working for the government should know, if you're involved in a dirty op, they're going to kill you, idiots.
Yeah, because you know too much. You know, and so when Romney said a Jimmy Carter strategy, bingo, that was it. I said, oh, there's something going on. And I would almost bet that Petraeus had to be involved. Remember, he was the neocon darling.
I'm not defending the neocons, but let me ask you this question. Why did Obama go along with the cover up then?
Well, he couldn't fire Petraeus. He couldn't fire Petraeus before. It looked bad. It's people say, oh, why is he firing the CIA director right before the election? He didn't want that problem right before the election because, you know, people start asking questions. Obama wanted to keep it focused on his cult of personality, right? So he didn't want this problem. So where did they fire Petraeus? The day after the election.
Absolutely. We're going to come back to John in Michigan, Dan in Wisconsin, Thomas in Ohio, Maryland, Utah, and others. And thanks for the call from British Columbia, David. I'm Alex Jones, your host. PrisonPlanet.com is our backup site. Check it out.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why Smart Patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And we are back. Look, our government's always had problems. All governments have, historically. But special interests that are very ruthless have gotten control. And if you look at how they gave weapons to Iran and then weapons and advice to Iraq to have a 7-year war that killed over 1 million people, or you look at how our government funded Russia to then fund North Vietnam to invade the South, that's all been declassified. You figure out, wow, it's not a government. It's these big arms dealers and banks and combines. just like the Rothschilds funding both sides of the Napoleonic Wars. That's in mainline textbooks. And they just sit back while we all kill each other and take our liberties and take our freedoms, which makes their crimes more secure via national security. And I'm sick of it. I want to go to your calls quickly now with Wayne Madsen, NSA whistleblower, with your comments or questions for him. And let's go to Don in Michigan. Go ahead. You're on the air, Don.
Hi there.
Hey, buddy.
Wayne Madsen, I'd like to know, they've had three prison breaks here recently. Are they planning on a false flag where they're getting their people out so they can use them?
Well, yeah, I think that's cannon fodder. Look, there was a big one in Iraq, right? And it's not far from Iraq into Syria. So obviously, how many, what was it, 500 or something like that?
That's where they send the jihadis.
Yeah, instantly you got 500 added to the ranks in Syria. The weapons are starting to go into Syria in a big way now because, you know, Assad has been able to fight back successfully against these rebels, these jihadists.
And Israel hit Russian installations in Syria, unprecedented.
And now you got the Syrian Kurds battling the Islamists, the jihadists in Syria. And, you know, here we go with the Kurds again, you know. But these Kurds, unlike the Kurds in Iraq, don't have the support of the United States. So, you know, it's an amazing turn of events. But it's part of this. Remember, this whole neocon op thing that is to destabilize the what they call the crescent of insurgency, the crescent of violence, which they claim goes from Morocco all the way to Indonesia, the Muslim crescent. And
global destabilization is good
absolutely.
For weapons contracts. Anything else there, Don?
Well, it was Pakistan and Libya, and then one of the articles in the Guardian, they went through specifically yelling out for certain prisoners to free them. So I just wonder if that was their
answer. Oh, yeah, they're just
right.
Yeah, no, they've been caught before with these fake breaks.
Look, when Gaddafi said on TV that why is the U.S. funding al-Qaeda, that they are the rebels, everybody laughed at him, thought he was crazy. Now, look, I've seen Gaddafi personally in Libya and in New York at the U.N., and, I think the guy might have been a hash user, but, you know, I was at least told that by some people close to him. But I don't think he was, you know, he was not off his rocker with that statement. He was right on the money when he said.
Well, that's all been admitted at the main force, especially, yeah. You know, it was al-Qaeda. I'm just sick of them taking my rights in the name of al-Qaeda when they run them. I mean, it's in Lindsey Graham. Al-Qaeda's going to get us. Aren't you scared, Candy? Oh, I'm very scared. I mean, this is like bad acting in a third grader play.
And I think al-Qaeda is the name of a guy. I think there's a guy named al-Qaeda, and Lindsey probably wants his phone number.
All right, Don, thank you. Dan in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you. Listen, Wayne, I'd just like to ask you a question. Now, I've been hearing that, you know, this whole Benghazi attack was really about kidnapping Ambassador Stevens in order to go ahead and negotiate with Obama for the release of the blind sheik.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, is it was going to be a false flag. It could have been a false flag so Obama could have a fake hostage rescue.
Right. Well, that would you're right, because, look, even with the Iranian embassy seizure, that, you know, the Iranians had demands. We just didn't want to accede to any of their demands. They wanted the Shah back, who was, you know, had gotten out of there, for example. That was one of the demands. So, obviously, if there was one of these false flag embassy hostage seizure situations, there would have been demands made.
Yeah, I mean, we know this. Yeah. There was a stand down. They've been caught lying. We don't know what really went on. We know there were weapons there. Wayne said that 9 months ago. It's now confirmed. CNN, we appreciate your call. I mean, I'm not tooting your horn. That's a big deal. How are you? Because you were the first guy we got on that knew that. And then Schaefer agreed, and so did Pachinik. I mean, you can't give us your sources, but you were pretty sure on that. I mean, is that like widely known?
Yeah. Well, it was amongst people in the intelligence community and in the State Department and even in the military. Again, this was before the huge crash. Look, they were already going after some whistleblowers. They'd already indicted a few, but it wasn't the chill hadn't totally set in yet. So some people were still willing to talk.
Sure.
Well, they're hard to find these days, though.
Well, we just got an urban warfare center, DHS, built on a military base from the people inside. They say they're training to take on the American people at these villages. That's admitted they're training to take on the Tea Partiers, and that's in the Army War College reports and everything, but it's still bizarre to actually see the photos, so we got a whistleblower. Insider blows the whistle on military takeover plan. We got that from a contractor who was former military. And we vetted that through two other sources, by the way. So that's up on Infowars.com. Let's go ahead and go to Megan in Pennsylvania. You're on the air with Wayne Madsen.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Welcome.
I didn't think you'd hear me. Hi, Wayne. Hi, Alex.
Hey.
Do you think it's more that the people of America are scandal-proof these days or that we're just not hearing about it? Because, I mean, the truth came out about Benghazi. I mean, so many people know about 9/11.
I think it's a mix of both. I mean, I think it's a mix of both. But you just get used to living, you know, basically in a tyranny. And then as the increment, it's like the frog in the pot. What do you think, Wayne?
No, I think a part of it is what I call moral indignation fatigue. But the caller's right. We're not given a lot of this news. You know, a veteran newsman with NBC, John Palmer, died. I believe it was yesterday in Washington. And, you know, no pun intended. And he is a dying breed of journalists. Back in the day when he was on the air, you know, we got straight news. And remember, it was a half-hour news broadcast, but 20 with commercials. It was only 22 minutes of news. You know, we got more news in that 22 minutes than we get in hour after hour after hour on these dumb cable news programs. And that's part of the problem right there. The news back then was focused. The time was at a premium. And people like John Palmer and people like, you know, there were many like him, Paul Duke. I met some of these guys, and they were great guys, but unfortunately, they don't exist anymore.
I mean, now we have state-run media other than a few talk radio and a few websites like WayneMadsenReport.com, DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com, whether it's left, right, center, libertarian, we want truth and justice and freedom. They're openly announcing that the Pentagon, what did you make of last week or now a week and a half ago, the Pentagon going, we're going to stop lying, but we're going to go out and engage all the blogs. I mean, I see that as the opening salvo of the takeover of the media. But the entire NSA Pentagon building at Fort Meade, hundreds of brass there, they look like they had the worst. They look worse than Japanese surrendering to Douglas MacArthur. Their morale looked hellish. Well, what was happening there?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Look, they're all having fill out financial disclosure forms more often than they ever had in the past. In other words, they don't have any private life at all. Not that when you work at NSA, you're like anybody else who works.
But they're living under a real oppression.
Yeah, very much so. That Q group is like an internal Stasi combined with Gestapo, combined with the KGB. It's absolutely awful. They use psychiatrists. If you express any opposition of what's going on, you're sent to the shrink, and based on, and these aren't even qualified psychiatrists,
they're political hacks,
psychologists. Yeah, anybody get a psychology degree, my God, you don't need a medical, you don't need to
pass. The point is they cherry pick ones that go along with the game plan.
Then you lose your security clearance if they deem you crazy. You know, they used to do this in the Soviet Union. They had psychiatric hospitals where they sent dissidents and say, well, if you don't like the Soviet fatherland and the workers' paradise, you must be crazy. So that's what they do.
Wayne, take us to the wall. Take us to the end. 15 more minutes. We're going to come back and go to, Thomas is gone. We're going to go Thomas, Merrill, and a few other callers on the other side of this quick break in the final segment. And then I'll get into some of this political correctness, how they're trying to divide and conquer. But I want to have Wayne finish up where he thinks this country is going. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. We're talking to Wayne Madsen. We'll also tell you about his two new books that are out this week.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, tomorrow on the weekday show, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we'll look at Insider Blows the Whistle on military takeover plan. Why would the U.S. government need to build mock U.S. cities and towns and train for invading them? Well, they admit it's for gun confiscation if they're ordered. But if we politically stand up against this, they won't be able to sell the idea. That's why we're in an info war. But they want us divided against each other. Military against civilian. I hear mayors calling us civilians. Police calling us civilians. You're civilians, too. And the military is not supposed to be involved domestically. But now it's like your upper class of your government, and then all of the rest of us are civilian. I mean, it's very aberrant, the conversion we're seeing here. The new August issue of InfoWars magazine is out. It's a great way to wake up friends and family. You can get a 12-month subscription to give friends and family or buy them in bulk. at cost. It's got Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman merged together on the cover to show that it's divide and conquer. And we look at how they're trying to get us obsessed on fighting with each other in the name of political correctness that really creates tribalism and division and racism. Instead of worrying about global offshore banks that have diplomatic immunity and steal $85 billion of taxpayer money a month in QE3. So just so you don't think I'm lying, because this sounds crazy. When I saw this Thursday when we first covered it, I didn't believe it when I first saw the headline. Seattle bans the word brown paper bag, saying the word brown's racist, and the word citizen might hurt illegals' feelings, so you can't use that. Here's a short clip from that newscast, so you know I'm not joking. Here it is. And then we will go to your phone calls.
We work in city government. We represent all the residents of Seattle.
That is part of the memo to City Hall that spells it all out, a recommendation to no longer use the terms citizen or brown bag. The Office for Civil Rights says Seattle serves all residents, whether they're citizens or not. Some like it and some don't.
All right, that's enough.
That's ridiculous.
And then it just goes on to say it's racist to say the word brown bag. I mean, Wayne Madsen, this is right out of the Soviet Union. What is your take on this?
Well, it's right out of 1984 in Newspeak.
You're speechless, aren't you? Wayne accidentally unplugged his headphones. He's getting them plugged back in right now. Let's go to a phone call while he's doing that. Thomas in Ohio. Thomas, I think he's got his headset plugged back in. We're watching him via video Skype. All of you can watch us at Infowars.com/show, by the way, not just radio, but TV as well. What's your question for Wayne Madsen, Thomas?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for what you guys do. I'll try to be quick. I see what's going on in Syria, Libya, Egypt, and with the NSA spying and all these different things. I'm actually a member of the CSPOA. I'm a police officer. I joined up because I wanted to physically take a stand against evil for what was right. And once I see this stuff going on, I want to do something about it, but we have no recourse. I can't even get on Yahoo. I get on Yahoo, I see the news story, I try to comment, they censor my comments out. I mean, we have no recourse. What can we do about this? I mean, this stuff outrages me, but they say your recourse is to vote somebody else in. It's not working. What do we do?
Well, that's right. The globalists have given us the Internet, but now they're practicing the gaming of it with cybersecurity. You only support alternative media. You support other people in your department that actually stand for a free country and not for thug behavior. Again, they train the cops to be thugs, and the public turns against them. Exactly what they wanted. The public should go out and talk to police, try to support good police, speak out against bad police. I mean, basically, good people have done nothing, and that's what has allowed evil to take over. Wayne Madsen?
Well, absolutely. You know, I was actually looking for a story on my iPhone earlier. That's why I wasn't looking at the camera. But I was looking for a story because you mentioned something earlier about, how this country's being destroyed. Do you know, a story to follow is what's happening in Detroit right now with the sell-off of the assets of the city. One of the assets is Belle Isle, which is in the Detroit River between Michigan and Ontario, Canada. And they're talking about creating a separate commonwealth where, you know, it's going to be like a corporate tax-free zone. It won't be part of Michigan. It won't be part of Detroit.
No, that's the model of the world. Yes. Is the globalist bankrupt?
Absolutely.
Things, and then they're exempt.
And here you're going to have this island in the middle of Detroit River where you're going to have all these multinationals coming in there, not beholden to any law. I mean, this is U.S. territory, but it won't be U.S. territory.
No. They call it the Singapore model of authoritarianism. Yeah. That's what they're going to. That's what Peter Thiel's pushing. After they implode things, then they go to a hyper-libertarianism where they're exempt but still feed into government troughs.
Yeah, and what's next? Is Staten Island going to be next after that? Key West, Oahu? You know, where does it stop? You know, is this going to be the Balkanization?
While the corporations lobby to raise our taxes to get it in corporate welfare. Great point. Anything else, Thomas?
No, that's pretty much it. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's good to hear police officers and sheriff's deputies that care. I know most of them I run into are awake and care.
And by the way, the first people taking it in Detroit are the police officers and the firemen. They're losing their pensions. They worked all their lives, and they're losing their pensions in Detroit.
Yeah, and I've talked to like top nuclear physicist engineers. We should be working 2 days a week with all the automation, living like kings. But they've artificially are creating this neo-feudalism. Let's talk to Merrill in Utah. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
And Wayne?
Thanks for calling.
Hey, I was up at the protest here in Utah at the NSA building, and I ran into this lady who runs a website called, like, it's Silent Weapons for Silent Wars or something. I was wondering if Wayne's heard anything about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's Colonel Alexander. That's the soft kill operation. You got any comments on that?
What's the name of the guy, Colonel?
It's the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars.
Is this the guy who was involved with the movie? It was bad. The Men Who Stare at Goats was based on.
Yes.
I know him. I met him. Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, you know, that data center in Utah, and thanks for protesting that. This thing is a huge, you know, the NSA says it's collecting the metadata, but it's only looking at what it has a court order for. But then not if it's out in that data center. What are they going to send these judges out there to make sure that
they admit on record they're grabbing everything? Yeah. What did you make of Alexander this week? And I appreciate your call, sir. What did you make at the Las Vegas Black Hat event? Alexander, the head of the NSA, a separate Alexander than the Colonel Alexander. What did you make of the head of cybersecurity of the NSA saying, we don't spy without warrants, when a month, 2 weeks ago, he admitted he lied to Congress about that?
He and General Clapper, the DNI, both lied to Congress. And, you know, it used to be that, you know, that was contempt of Congress. That was a jailable offense back in the old days. But, yeah, look, Alexander has gone to this before this conference. He was basically banned this year from the other one, the DEF CON conference. But he's obviously out there trying to recruit people for cyber command.
Oh, he said, we need you to fight for freedom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, to be part of the surveillance structure of the United States. So one guy in the audience apparently yelled and called him a liar, you know, and he denied it. But
well, he said, follow the Constitution. A bunch of them heckled him. And then he goes, we're promoting freedom. When he said to Congress, we don't spy on anybody. And he goes, I'm sorry, I was misleading you 2 days later. And then now he's like, no, we, and then he talked in a real slow NPR voice that like really freaked everybody out.
Yeah. No, look, this guy came out of the Army Intelligence Corps. He was in Fort Huachuca. He's spent his entire career as an intelligence guy, just like his predecessor.
Yeah, and he's trying some NLP trick that doesn't work on anybody that has an IQ above 70.
And the other problem is, why is it now that directors in the NSA serve these like lengths of time that almost equal the FBI director? Used to be they serve a normal military tour, 3 or 4 years max. Alexander's been in there for I don't know how many years.
Wayne, we're out of time. We're out of time for calls. I apologize. I'm getting you back on the next few weeks, and I want to carry your books because I've read your others. They're excellent. Tell us about your new book and the other book.
It's the same book. It's NSA Surveillance Reflections and Revelations, 2001 to 2013. Basically, a compilation of what I've already written about NSA with some of the Snowden revelations. And showing how they match up.
WayneMadsenReport.com or there on Amazon. Wayne, thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you again.
Good to be with you, Alex.
All right, that was a good hour and a half interview with him, 30-minute intro. I'm sorry to the other callers that are holding. I'll have to get back to you tomorrow during the weekday show, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 9 a.m. to noon Pacific, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Montana time, as they call it. Great job to the crew. Great job to all of you out there. We need your prayers and your support. Get the new August magazine at InfoWarsStore.com and wake up friends and family about divide and conquer and start filtering your water with ProPure at InfoWarsStore.com. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.